actually there is no need for a verbal introduction. If you see, if you can catch your vibrations, if you are silent enough, and if you can really feel the presence of her. So there is a kind of so much of dedication, so much of love flowing in the air. So these were the feelings, you know. I was just, you know, I just went to her 10 minutes before, and I could feel literally, it's like, so you can really, if you allow, whatever she might be speaking, it might be words, but there is a lot of depth in those words, and there is a lot of power in those words, and that can happen only with a lot of dedication and practice, which Didi Sudesh, she has been doing the practice of Raja Yoga meditation for over 65 years now. So you can imagine the amount of experience and the amount of power she has accumulated. So as she speaks, she's not sharing, but also she's generating and radiating a special energy which you can really catch. Try to catch the vibrations and try to catch that power of love and power of commitment from her. And even in my life, I felt a lot of change. So a couple of times when I had Didi's Drishti in 2006, I remember, this is my personal experience, and so that really transported me to a different level actually. So that is a spiritual introduction, but as an organization, she has a very, very big role to play. She actually came in contact with Brahma Kumaris at a very young age, and in 1974, she went abroad. She went to London, and she became responsible to open various centers in the West, and she was with Dadi Janki in London, and later she became responsible instrument for Germany, where she is the director. Even now she is the director of the European centers of the Brahma Kumaris. So now recently she's been appointed as the joint director of joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University worldwide. So apart, she's young at heart, but though her body is like aged, but you know, she's very, very efficient in her acts and managing such a big responsibility with accuracy. So it is very inspiring, and that inspiration we are going to take today with us with her topic of soul consciousness. So we all have learnt about how to become soul conscious, but today Didi is going to take us into the experience and understand what is deepening soul consciousness. And after 45 minutes, you can have questions. So if you have any questions, whatever questions you want to ask, so we will have a 45 minute session of Q&A. So you can just give your questions handwritten with a nice handwriting to the sister here. Just the sister will wave. Show your hand. So you can just write your questions and give to her, and I will take up those questions after the session. And wish you all the best and enjoy the session. Empower yourself and take maximum as much as you can. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. Golden morning. Diamond morning. You are sparkling diamonds, shining stars. So This morning we are going to speak about you, about my own self. You would say that I am going to speak about you. You know better yourselves. Of course, you know about yourself, yourself, what belongs to you. If I ask, please, can you introduce me? How will you introduce me? First thing is you will mention your name, right? And the second thing then, I ask, from where are you from? You will explain your place, country. Then, your name, you will also definitely want to explain some detail more about it. I will ask, what is your profession? What do you do? Means in this way, your name, your place, your country, your position, your religion, your relation. Right, but who are you? What is the difference between you and yours? Between I and my. You never say I face, I legs are broken, I head is aching. So when you are giving me your name, I look at your face, right, you. But that is name, your name, but not you. My name. And we use my expression throughout the day many times. First is my personal property. I can switch off this because this is, when I hear this, this is hearing device, so that I cannot, no need to hear myself. to save the battery, yeah, give it to me, I know how to switch it. Yeah. To save my own, to save the battery, right? I want to switch it off this, yeah. So, now sound will also change a little bit. Because, we use my, this is my body, my personal thing. My personal property, only I can use it. Or if I'm generous, I donate my kidney or I donate my organ or I will, when I leave, I donate any other organ, but then it doesn't belong to me, right? So my body, then I say, this cannot be shared, in other words. Second type of my is which can be shared. My mother, my father. I say my mother. My brother also says my mother. My sister. My father. So we can share that relationship. Third thing is transferable my. My property. Now my children are grown up. They are gone somewhere else. I have a big house, I don't want it, I sell it. I have a big business, I want to change it. the business remains the same, property remains the same, but it doesn't belong to me. Transferable, physical thing. House is there, but it belongs to someone else. I don't say my house. Was my house, right? So, fourth type of my is my planning. My ideas, my creativity, which is internal. So, in this way, during the day, many times I use my. But who am I? What am I? All these things are visible. But I exist only then my body has value. And yet I am not the body. My relationship exists when I am in the body. The moment I leave the body, they bury me. They don't keep even one day in their house for mortuary. Either they burn me or they bury me. So what was the relationship? With whom did we have relationship? My mother, my husband, my child, physical form is the same. And all my life, I thought, yes, this was my. But that my was relationship with the body. But in reality, my was the one who left the body. Then like I am invisible, in the same way the energy that left the body is invisible. And then we say, we never say body left the soul. What it is? Soul left the body. So I recognize other was also soul after they left the body. And others recognized me only when I left the body. And then they pray for me, O God, may the peace, give peace to this soul. O Allah, liberate this soul, send him into paradise, right? Give peace. So who actually, what was this energy? What is this energy that is me, which is making my body move? Today I am alive and I am speaking through this body. Yeah, of course you are listening and the name is also mentioned. But in fact, the mouth is being used, eyes are being used to see. But invisible energy is the soul. And people do say, the light is gone, the life is gone. What was this light? This was the energy through which I become alive. These two together become a human being. Human body is composed of five elements. Matter, nature, energy of nature. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, the energy level and actually power of every element is, this is making this body move. And this is why when someone leaves the body, then some say earth to earth. Body means this earth is this matter and more percentages of the earth. Then 70-80% is water, blood, water and blood. Then without breath I cannot survive. Without the temperature, the heat, digestion power, I cannot live. And without this empty space in my organs, my mouth, my ear, I cannot hear or speak. If I was speaking from somewhere above and was not here, you think, oh, ghost is speaking. I'm here, you are listening. So without the body, soul cannot express itself. And without the soul, body cannot express itself. So both are together. So which is known as a human being. Human, composed energy of molecule, chemical, all this energy of matter. But it does not have feeling. It exists. But this love, peace, happiness, wisdom, truth, benevolence, kindness, forgiveness, feeling, which we call heart feeling, only in matter doesn't exist. Today I am alive. My hand got burnt in fire. Hot cup of tea, I hold it, or my kettle touched the hand, oh, so my hand is burnt. Tomorrow I die. According to the system and the ritual, they will put me in the fire. I don't think the body will jump out from the fire. I die, they bury me in the grave. They never think poor person will be suffocating. I'm alive, I say, please open the window. It's too much heavy, stuffy. Right, so who was it? Was as the feeling. Body did not have the feeling in itself. Does not have compassion, mercy. Today I like, of course, fire is a very important help. I can cook. I can feel it. If I don't have central heating, burn some fire. Tomorrow fire catches and burns my house. Fire does not have any kind of feeling, sorry, I burnt your house. Tsunami kills millions, does not have any feeling. So violence is increasing. People are killing each other. No feelings. Why? Forgotten. The real energy being has the love, feeling, purity. Otherwise, only human consciousness make me conscious of my body, my position, my authority, my religion which I have adopted. So difference between human and being. Human body is composed of five elements and being is metaphysical energy. Physical and metaphysical. So metaphysical being is living energy, which makes my body live. As soon as this is gone, body is dead. My life is finished. So on my grave they will write this date to this date. But in fact, I didn't die. I am an eternal energy, metaphysical energy, which any element of physical cannot affect it. But when I become body conscious, then I absorb everything from matter and I become more and more conscious of body and I begin to absorb the energy of matter. And my feeling change. I don't have that sympathy. That poor person is drowning. I should not, person will suffer. I should not shoot him. I should not kill him. No feeling at that time. So, forgotten who am I, all our negative traits begin to emerge in us. And so it is very important to recognize my value, my dignity, my divine personality. Important to know who am I. My parents gave me only the introduction of my body. You are a girl, you are a girl. If they would have told me I was a boy, I would have said I am a boy. But they told me I am a girl. And so, a human system, human name thing, ritual continued, system continued. But what it is spirituality, what is ruhaniyat, ruh. So spirituality, ruhaniyat is reality. Spirituality is the original pure energy, purity. Spirituality is kindness. Rituality is a kind of copying each other. It is difference between ritual and spiritual. Doing rituals, following rituals, it is just like I am, for example, if I want to see my face, what I need? A mirror. If mirror is given to a blind person, can he see his face? So what I want to say, I can see my face only with my own eyes, and which is the property of my body, part of my body. So spirituality means to you explore yourself, who you are. You experiment on yourself and experience who you are. Rituals means we read scriptures, we read philosophies, we read books. It is by trying to see with the eyes of somebody else. Mirrors are, libraries are full of mirrors. Big buildings, big temples, big philosophies. But that is experience or exploration of someone else which helps us. But to experience and to become the embodiment, you need to practice. You can become a doctor by being interested in some books, but you get the degree only when you study yourself, experiment yourself, and you work on yourself. So spirituality, who am I? To explore it is first to understand the difference between body and soul. Being and human, human being, body, soul. So I, invisible energy, and visible energy means a contrast between physical and spiritual, metaphysical. So what exists in the metaphysical energy that left the body? Okay, we say Ruh is gone, soul is gone, energy is gone. But what was that? How do I define it? Why can't I feel anymore? Why can't body feel anymore than the heart is a healthy heart in the body? Dead body does not mean that heart is gone. Heart is there. Brain is still there. All the physical organs are there. But my expression and experience is gone. So the one who was experiencing and was expressing was the energy, the soul. So difference between the soul and body means the, now let us define the property of it. The power within me, the living self, the you, living self. So heart is there, but does heart think, feel? How do you think? Does your heart think? Does your brain think? Brain is still in a dead body. So heart is the part of the body who thinks the mind. You say, oh, I have been thinking. This idea came in my mind, but I just kept it. The idea came in my mind. Oh, you spoke what I thought. You spoke what I was thinking. So your heart was not thinking, your mind was thinking. And you say, oh, I have many ideas. Well, I would like to share with you, but I understand I should wait. Who understands? Is the brain? No, my intellect understands. The intellect has the understanding that yes, it's a good idea, but it is not the time to express. It is not the time to share. People will reject, I wait. Some do not actually like me, and they would not like my idea. So you have patience, you have understanding, you have power of discrimination. So intellect has the power to understand, to discriminate between the right and wrong. And then you put this thought and understanding, it you process through your brain. You are using now your organs, filtering with through the intellect and then processing it, and then you putting into action. It looks very natural, but it is a process that how matter and soul work in harmony. So the mind means the power to think, and so I am a thinker. People say, oh, he was a good thinker, really very good ideas, good scientist, very good explorer, good very, very practical grave proof of the result he experimented. It was in action. So mind, it's up to me then as being a soul. So I, the living energy, you the living energy, consist with three main powers. That is your anatomy of the soul. In the energy in the light. So if we use this analogy of the light, when you light a candle, what do you see? Candle light, when you lit it. Otherwise it's a candle, but you don't call it light. It's wax. But when that candle light, it is made and shaped into candle light and with a wick or thread, and it is lit, you call it light. Otherwise candle does not give light. Big candle you can have. The shops are full of candles, but no light. Unless it is lit. So this actually, this in this body, a big wax is actually there. But inner light is lit only when the soul is aware of it. And so body and soul, so body is not light, body is matter, but I have the knowledge, light of the body, that how body functions. Knowledge is also called light. But the soul, the living light, so when I light a candle light, which three things you see emerged automatically? Which were three powers? Light? Yes? What is the second thing? When candle is lit, what is the second thing it emerged in it? You put your finger on it. Fire. In the photograph, no fire. But real light, when you lit, it's fire. Third thing, as soon as this light is lit, it becomes an aura. It creates a form. Automatically it becomes the energy that is moving up. And its formation, its form is there. Flame. Now if you blow out the candle, will light remain? Heat remain in it? Form remain? All three gone. So these three are inseparable energies of the ordinary candle light. So I, the soul, am living light, which is life, also exist with three these main powers. You, the living soul, exist with these three very powerful, subtle energies. The mind, the power to think. Now when you are conscious that I am a soul, you are thinker. It's up to you how you think. Positive, negative, right thoughts, wrong thoughts, weak thought, strong thoughts, high vibrating thought, low vibrating thought, criticizing thought, or correcting thoughts. Now intellect begins to work. Thoughts are there and intellect then begins to analyze, criticize, correct, control, reject. Now this accordingly feeling changes, hate, dislike, ignore. So many different kind of character begins to form itself because of not actually having positive, pure and powerful thoughts. So meditation means I am not only just sitting in silence and trying to control my mind. No. Mind is a power to think. How can you control and suppress it? It's the energy. You should think. But enjoy the thoughts that you are creating. Have pure, very powerful feelings of it. As you think, so shall you become. So positive, pure and powerful thoughts. That is called soul consciousness. One aspect of you or me, of being conscious. Conscious means that I am aware. if a person is unconscious, awareness is not there. Recognition is gone. You are mother, husband, son, person is there, but person unconscious is not recognizing. Unconscious does not recognize. A little bit conscious, yes, he recognized me, but couldn't and respond. So actually, the soul is there until this body. So when I am being aware and conscious about my true self, then it's up to me how I think. And meditation is not controlling the thoughts, not suppressing the thought, but creating positive, pure and powerful thoughts. And thoughts, when they are recognized, analyzed, internally decision, impression, create feeling in your mind. And that feeling is known as the heart. I felt in my heart is not happy. I am sad that she is always doing like this. It is not this palpitation, heart which is the palpitation. It is the heart of the soul. Sadness or happiness, body does not know. Heart does not know it has come out of the body and put replaced in the heart, transplantation. Then new operation does not, heart does not know. I am, I have been cut now with it. Body does not know it. Pain or soothing feeling, body does not know. My leg is broken. Oh, immediately I know it's broken. Please take me to the doctor. And leg of my table is broken or chair is broken. Would not say, please take me to my doctor, my carpenter. Because it does not have feeling. Mic, I am speaking through it, does not know I am singing a song or I am defaming someone or I am speaking to you angels, to you lovely souls. I am seeing the sparkling diamonds in front of me. Eyes do not know, but I know. I know you are shining stars, a living energy, seated here. This is your seat. And when you think, you do not say, oh, let me think, let me think. Oh, let me think. Oh, I had forgotten. Oh my God, I remember. I realize you put your hand here. So when I'm looking at you, I'm looking at you as souls, sparkling diamonds. Beautiful, pure energy. This is meditation in action, meditation in relationship, meditation in communication. Meditation does not mean I close my eyes and I don't think and I'm forcing myself, don't think, and I'm thinking. No thought should come in my mind. When I meditate, I'm very, very strong. No thought should come in my mind. And who is this guide or checker who is saying no thought should come in my mind? I'm thinking, no. I am extra thinking, actually. As controller, no thought should come. But that is thought. Because I am thinking being. So meditation is the art of thinking positive, pure, powerful thoughts, benevolent thoughts, well-wishing thought. It is called soul conscious, so mind working on the right direction. Meditation, first step. Then is the second power of me, the soul, is intellect. So intellect should have understanding. If something is wrong, and I don't even understand it is wrong, I will continue to do this and enjoy it. Or I continue wrong thing and suffer it. Somebody had something said wrong, defamed me, so giving wrong information about me, and I am suffering inside. But it is other person's actually assessment and knowing, but who am I, what am I? Somebody has, I am a diamond, and somebody says, oh, throw it away, it's an ordinary stone. And if I am diamond merchant, you say you are stone, shall I throw it away? And somebody says wrong thing to me, I begin to think, oh, he is thinking in this way, everybody would be thinking in this way, and I lose my self-respect. I lose my happiness. What is intellect doing? Don't you have sense of your own self, of your reality? What is self-respect? Respect does not mean that somebody worships me and touches my feet and prays me a lot. That is not respect. Self-respect is respect your values. Others do not recognize, does not mean you don't have that values. So soul conscious means being conscious of the original divine intellect which you are gifted with, given. It's natural energy in you. But I need to understand it. See in myself with right in understanding, and that's why this academy, spiritual academy, is the education who you are. First step is, you are not an ordinary person. You are a soul, a pure being. In Christianity, or maybe perhaps it is also in Islam, they say God created the man in his own image. It's not of God, does not have that. Anyway, this is the second topic later on. But what image I see? Am I angry person? Am I hurt, merciless? Am I a cruel person? That's not my personality, and neither God creates these kind of things. It's my ignorance is the root cause of all suffering. I am suffering, and I am giving suffering to others. And this is why I need to awaken the intellect. Knowledge is needed. Knowledge is needed, and knowledge is not, desire is in the heart, in the mind, but knowledge, the organ of the soul, intellect understands. Just like my eyes hears, and my ears, my eyes sees, and my ears hear, and my mouth tongue speaks. Every organ has a function. So time is telling me to stop, but I just... So every organ has a function. And so my intellect has function to discriminate between right and wrong, and for that I need education. So Brahma Kumari's spiritual university means education, no blind faith. And not yes please, yes please, yes please, with fear. No. Education means no fear, no blind faith. This is why you are most welcome to ask questions. No, don't have any fear. So that clarity is given, understanding is there, and you are able to develop, open your intellect, and you can see yourself. Now when you understand properly, oh yes, oh I see what you mean. Is there a physical thing? It is with the intellect, you see.
Thank you, Devi.
So it's the eye of knowledge, eye of the soul. Okay.
Didi, before we go into questions, so if you can just take us into an experience of soul consciousness for 4-5 minutes. You can just go into the experience and practice whatever was spoken until now. Didi will guide us.
I become aware of myself. Who am I? And what am I? I know the difference between the body and the soul. The purpose of my life. I have taken this body experience myself, my true self, and to express it, to see how it functions. What is the result of it? I am a soul. Eternal light. Pure being. Clean and pure. Physical energy. A thinking being with clean mind. As I think, so shall I become. I think of peace. Miss positive energy, pure energy. And soothing power. Believe this is my natural nature. As I breathe in, I breathe peace. I am a peaceful soul. My nature is peace. I love peace. I like it. I hold this thought of being a peaceful, pure energy. Let the thought become feelings. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Seated in the center of my forehead. I focus my energy there. My mind is like a cool and calm lake. In a cool and calm lake, positive thoughts are creating the ripples of joy in me. It's filled with happiness, natural joy. I love it. To be peaceful. To feel peaceful. As I breathe out, I vibrate this energy of peace. So I create the atmosphere of loving peace, soothing peace, powerful peace of silence.
Shanti. That was a powerful experience of deep soul consciousness. Thank you, Didi, for transporting us into that experience. So are you ready with your questions? Didi, ek cardiologist ka question hai. Ye group mein cardiologist baithe hai. So cardiologist is sitting and he's asking this question. So I'm going to read. It's a long communication. As a cardiologist, I believe that the heart has its own mind, memory and energy, that it's directly connected to the soul. I have witnessed patients who had heart transplant with no knowledge of the donor. Some recalled walking in a cornfield. Is it cornfield? Field. As the donor, a woman was received, who received a heart of young women and started to love burgers and walk like a man. A 9-year-old girl who received 8-year-old's murdered girl and started to have nightmares recalling the murderer looks, place of murder. The murder was caught and prosecuted and jailed.
Okay. One by one question. Because it has a technical thing. See, the soul, the living energy, as it's the main organ of the body, of its personal property. And if my property is actually, I feel, is being damaged, what would come in my mind? Protection, fear, or action? Because I know the benefit of my property and value of myself. So now the fear came inside. And the fear is the impression and experience. So this is the third energy of the soul, which I had not explained yet, which we call sanskaras, sum total effect of the action and reaction. For example, sum total effect of the action and reaction. For example, I had an operation. Now, operation is healed, but the scar is still there. That I see that still that heart which was transplanted, the stitches are healed, but that impression is there. Now this will remind me of my ex, but pain is not there, but I fear if I don't care whether I will be healed or not properly. Every time action would be with fear or question or doubt. So sanskar, some total effect of action that make me react. So this was reaction, nightmare. Of course that the person is still alive.
Means what he's saying is, किसी का जो है ना जो एक लड़की को जो खून किया गया था वो लड़की का दिल निकाल करके ट्रांसप्लांट किया गया जो जिसके अंदर वो उसका वो लड़की का दिल आया है वो लड़की जो है मतलब दूसरे की वो हार्ट जो है दूसरे व्यक्ति के अंदर है लेकिन वो उस वो देख सकी वो जिसने इसको मारा उसको देखा उसको आइडेंटिफाई किया क्योंकि उसकी दिल के अंदर खूनी का जो है इम्प्रेशन था
सो व्हाट इट इज इफेक्ट ऑफ मैटर सोल हैज नॉट कम इन दैट सोल वाज संस्कारज विच कॉल संस्कारज द एक्शन ऑफ वायलेंस action of violence which is reaction, fear, rejection, hate. And now the original soul was sitting inside. It's a different personality. And so this personality has a fear of what is affecting it. And this is why, of course, it becomes a different subject. Why we say what you eat, what you drink, what you smoke, how much deep effect it has. If I'm eating dead animals, the witch is killed with so much fear, how much fear it will keep me, fear of death. Amongst all fears, fear out of death, which considered natural, but because we have been eating dead bodies, or we have made our stomach a graveyard.
He's talking about plants.
Yeah, it was the, we are planting that energy, no?
Plants. Matlab vegetarian mein bhi atma nahi hai kya? He's asking. वेजिटेरियन खाते हैं तो प्लांट्स को खा रहे हैं ना ऐसे कह रहे हैं
नहीं प्लांट्स तो है बट इट इज डिफरेंट लेवल ऑफ एनर्जी इन ए लिविंग एनिमल एंड समथिंग विच इज नेचुरल गिविंग जॉय विच हैज टू बी एक्चुअली इफ यू डोंट यूज दिस द वाइब्रेशंस इज डिफरेंट इन इट In the same way, the vibrations of animal and vibrations of this is different. And its effect is, of course, automatically different.
So there is next question, Didi. How do I control my guilt? Guilt.
Yeah. The controlling power is the intellect See, before you act like three energies. On one side is mind, other side is action. In between is the scale. In early days we used to have a pair of scales. The pair of scales, two plate on this side, and then in the middle is a handle, which that you see whether it, in order to bring balance, you need to hold that. So intellect is the energy which discriminates between right and wrong, and for that you need the knowledge, the light. That light is might. Knowledge is light, knowledge is might. You don't control with force, you control with love, understanding and respect. Because it is harmful, I don't want this. This made me suffer, I don't want to suffer. This changes my own loving personality, I want to hold my pure personality. So you become a kind of person who protects the self, not control, but you direct to think in the right direction. So this is why it's a controlling power, but with wisdom. Control can be harmful, and right wisdom can be very benevolent to transform other person. The more you control, the more you will get reaction. But you explain, you make them understand, you give them the outcome of it, benefit of it, the person gets transformed. So I am my own friend. When I think I am my own friend, I don't want to be my enemy. So waste thoughts, weak thoughts, negative thoughts, they are causing me harm. I love myself. I love peace. I want to keep peace. So it has become control. You create not the thorn of jungle of thorns, but you create flower.
So Didi, yes, it means changing, transforming guilt into self-realization. So that's what Didi is saying, that you can't control it, but with the light of wisdom and with the power of knowledge, so you can transform it. That is how you taper your guilt.
This is why knowledge is light, to see what is wrong, what is right. In the light you can see. And then when right understanding is might, and use that might in right consciousness is called wisdom. Clarity, understanding, not information, then to know it, then to understand it, then to experiment it, and then decide with wisdom how to use it.
Thank you, Didi. It is clear. So how to protect, there's another question here, how to protect our soul from negative energies? So while with negative energies after the body is affected, how to protect the soul from negative energy? What is the prevention and protection?
Again, to know the situation and also clarity, what is needed at that time. For example, if there is fire, in order to, and you want to, you have a duty of a firefighter, right? You have a fire station, you are working there. Now you are sent to finish the fire. You cannot jump in the fire immediately. What you have to do? First thing is, you have to wear fireproof dress. Fireproof dress is the first step. But that's not enough. You need to connect with the water source. That fire, water hose is very powerful. So two things, then protection, not only protection, but finishing the effect of the fire or fear of the fire that is going to burn you. So this power is needed of right understanding and the source, and source we speak in the second session.
So she will further continue how to protect with the help of divine energy in the next session. So there is another question here. What is peace? Can there be positive peace and negative peace at the same time?
What is the?
Can it be positive peace and negative peace?
Negative peace is fighting. Positive peace is benevolence. Positive peace means transformation, negative into positive. Peace, actually. Peace itself is a flower, and I remember a time when there were a revolution, and in gun the flower was put in gun. That means a symbolic aspect. And I would like to say positive peace means you yourself become a peace flower, five petal flower. And for that positive peace, you need to be a five petal flower. P-E-A-C-E. Five petal. And this five petal flower, because you are the living flower, so positive thought. In that positive, pure intention, pure heart, pure feeling, and powerful feeling of that positivity. Generate that determination, thought filled with determination of positivity, purity and power. Second petal, E, is exercise it. Many situations will come where you will face negativity. But you have to exercise on yourself in the laboratory of your mind. Your mind is laboratory. You, the intellect, is the explorer or scientist. Exercise it. Educate yourself in that situation, which quality I have to use. Knowledge, but which aspect? I know this person is like this, so can I change with rejection? Can I change by criticizing? Can I change him by being boss? Stop. Conflict will increase. The other person will start disrespecting you, avoiding you. Gap will be created. More conflict will increase. Negative energy will become more powerful. So positive peace is learn something from that what you have inside. Education. It's an exercise and education. And emerge the experience of how positive work, experiment it, misuse that work of positive quality with wisdom, how to handle it. So P-E, E for exercise, education, and
emerging
the positive energy. Third petal is A. Peace is not in just sit down and do nothing. It's an action. In action, there is reaction of others. Interaction is rejection from others. Don't get upset. Don't get upset because other person is reacting. Sit in the consciousness of what I have to act. Appreciate what you have learned from this situation and put it into action of what you think should be. So it is peace in action with appreciation. If that one person has 10 weaknesses, but there would be one good thing in them. And we have natural nature to accept one thing good which is even in wrong thing. We know that honey bee stinks, but I like honey. I still like honey because I know it, and many times I've experienced. Honey has the nature to bring together and to create the harmony. Do I have this? I know. I know buffalo is black color. Perhaps I don't like dark thing, but milk I like. My cow is brown, but milk is white. I like it. My flower is rose, but it has thorns in it, but I love flower. In nature I can accept negative, positive. But with people's nature, why can't I accept it? So it's acceptance, acceptance of their weakness, appreciation of their one goodness, that they are at least willing to do something. They have given their time. They really like to do, but they are weak. Appreciate their goodness. Accept them as they are and become a mechanic. You can't say, why you have broken car to me? Why have you brought broken car to me? You are a mechanic, mend it. Doctor cannot say why patient in emergency has come to me. You are doctor, do it something. Don't be inspector at that time. You were drinking, that's why you were driving, and now you have accident. You are police, you are not policeman, you are a doctor. So recognize yourself. So E, acceptance, appreciation, and taking action in the right consciousnesses. And C, keep your mind cool. Situation is not going to last long time. Cool mind, clear intellect, and courage to hold your quality. Faith in yourself. Cool mind, clear intellect, and courage in action. confidence. And final petal, E, enlightenment. Energy which make everything easy. No difficult at all. Easy life. Enjoy your life. Don't suffer. Enjoy it. But in right consciousness.
Yes,
everything easy, enlightened. Pure energy.
So that has answered a couple of more questions, Didi. Your elaborate answer has clarified a few other questions.
So this is flower, please keep it with you as a gift. Shawl was there to feel, not to feel cold, and flower is there to open your heart and feel the fragrance of your own self. Please hold it and plant it here. You accept it? Those who accept can raise their hand.
The gift of peace, the five petals of peace.
Plant it here as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Didi. So there is couple of similar questions. So like since childhood, we have been taught not to be angry, to only speak truth. So instead of being positive and being honest, so my question is, why then there is so much of chaos in our lives, so much of anxiety, restlessness in our daily life? And with this question, there is another question, like practically in our life, how to manage time when there is so much of chaos? So how do we really be stable and make time for ourselves to practice meditation?
See, it is, the foundation is body conscious and soul conscious. I need to use, when the darkness is there, I have to think of light. Oh, it's dark, it's very dark, it's very dark. Darkness will not go away by beating with a stick. Light never fights with the darkness. Light exists, darkness disappears. So, in order to actually face this or handle this, I have to again and again practice soul consciousness beforehand. Constant. I need to keep a stock of water to finish the fire. I cannot dig well at that time. So it's a practice for all the time, not only in meditation. I don't need 10 minutes meditation only, or 15 minutes. So walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking, walk, even bathing, thought is there. Think soul consciousness. So this practice enables us to develop our energy and waste time which have been wasting in waste changes. And you save the time. Most of the time is used on others to change. Why they are doing this? They should not be doing this. Why, what, where, how? This way, www. queue of questions. Stand makes us stand in the queue, and we are spending time. We are not saving time. How to save time? Stop staying in a queue. Stop yourself staying in the queue of why, where, what, how. Change into, yes, how can be done? What could be the reason? Where this problem began? Keep the same word and change into positive way. Solution. Focus on solution rather than on problem. Of course, you know the cause, result is available.
Yes, Didi, it is clear. Thanks. Thank you so much. There is one more question regarding waste thoughts. So it is clear how to channel your waste thoughts into questioning yourself and bringing the realization. So, and now here there is a question regarding illness. Someone is going through physical illness, and how to really practically manage when the body is sick, and how does soul consciousness help?
Of course, this is disorder in matter. Naturally, it's these elements are fighting with each other. And my own carelessness of not respecting the system of nature, it is the effect of it. Sickness, any sickness is not lack of attention on the following the laws of nature. And Mother Nature then takes revenge and then says, now my child will not work anymore for you. How I have used it, any organs. Sickness is the result to teach me something, to respect nature, respect the laws of system. But, okay, now I have to handle it. It's there. Definitely three things. Medicine, because it is the body's child of nature, and medicine, whether it's naturopathy, whether it is homeopathy, whether it is anything, which is all product which comes from nature. So it helps me. Second thing is, don't blame others. Always good wishes and good feelings is the very powerful medicine of healing. Feel ill, you become ill. Ill feeling. So transform ill feeling about your own self and also ill feelings of others. That's why people really love the letter of good wishes. You send good wishes to others. So your feeling, you learn to change the feeling to heal yourself about others and about your own self. And of course, you have to now serve matter, because we misuse matter. Now we have to give payment by giving time, by giving money, by facing the situation and handling it. So it means that when understanding the difference, how to handle it, if something is gone, disorder in the body, then pain will be there. But in soul conscious, you can change the pain, stop the effect of pain on you. Don't take or make into sorrow. Pain and sorrow are two different things. Pain can be healed by the painkiller, but sorrow cannot be healed by painkiller. And sorrow will increase your pain. And for that you need to be soul conscious. Again comes back to soul consciousness and the second step that we are going to have. The power of yoga, the power of meditation, by having connection with the Supreme, the generator. That is the, after break, I take this.
I think there are 3-4 questions which are not covered, and we will not take more questions, but we will answer those questions after the session, the second session. The second session is experiential one, so you can go for a break. We will have a moment of silence, and then after that you can go for a break and come back at 12 o'clock for the second session. The session is on ocean of love, experiencing God as ocean of love.